Once upon a time, there was a girl who lived in a zoo and took care of animals like lizards, snakes, and anteaters every day. A girl who would one day share her love of protecting animals with the whole world. Her name is Bindi. Bindi grew up at the Australia Zoo in Beerwa, Queensland, Australia, with her family. The zoo is huge, with over 700 acres of rolling fields, tropical gardens, and wildlife habitats. Her parents, Steve and Terry, ran the zoo together when she was born, and they named her Bindi after one of their favorite crocodiles. Her parents also founded a conservation foundation called Wildlife Warriors, and Bindi was soon made a member. Bindi has always considered wild animals like the scaly, shingleback skink lizards and the bouncy baby kangaroos as her brothers and sisters, along with her human brother, Robert, of course. When Bindi was little, the Irwin family took an avocado packing shed and turned it into a wildlife hospital at the zoo. Right from the start, Bindi was fearless, helping her dad rescue animals. One day, when her dad took Bindi for a drive, they found a furry gray koala that had been hurt by the side of the road. Bindi's dad wrapped the koala in his green jacket, and Bindi cuddled it in her lap as they raced back to the hospital. During the koala's surgery, Bindi stood on a step stool and handed the surgeon tools, petting the koala as it slept. Her tiny hands, steady and calm. She knew this was the work she was meant to do. She felt strong, smart, and determined to help every animal live a full, happy life. Bindi also loved dressing up and singing and dancing. Her dad starred in a television show, so she followed in his footsteps. When she was just 8 years old, she starred in her own kids' TV show, Bindi the Jungle Girl. On her show, Bindi rode in on the back of a big gray elephant and sang songs with her backup band, the Crocmen. And she had a blast telling the audience stories about her pet rat, Candy, and teaching them how to care for wildlife. Soon after her show, Bindi wrote a book series about her wildlife adventures. She even started her own line of clothing, won a trophy on Dancing with the Stars, and teamed up with her family to make a reality show about life at the zoo. Even though Bindi travels the world, visiting exotic lands and speaking in front of large crowds, her favorite place to be is still with her family at the zoo, caring for the animals. She stays true to her wildlife warrior commitment to protect and celebrate all of nature, its wild places, wild animals, and wild possibilities. We can all learn from Bindi's love of wild animals and do our part to protect the planet and all its amazing creatures.
That was an excerpt from the podcast based on the Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls book series, and it was produced by Isaac Kaplan-Waldner with sound design and mixing by Bianca Salinas, written by Abby Schur with fact-checking by Joe Radigan. The narration was Jacqueline Green, and the original theme music was composed and performed by Alita Bajakti. Thank you so much to the whole Rebel team for sharing their work with the Children's Hour. You can find links to the Rebel Girls podcast and learn more about Querencia at childrenshour.org. Look for A Place We Call Home, Querencia. This is Jenny Simpson from Home Away From Home, right here on the Children's Hour.
I've been around the world a couple of of times, or maybe more. I've seen the sights, I've had delights on every foreign shore. But when me mates all ask me the place that I adore, I tell them right away. What do we tell them? Give me a home among the gum trees, with lots of plum trees, a sheep or two and a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair.
Today on the Children's Hour, we're learning about querencia. It's that feeling of home that being home brings us when we feel that connection to our neighbors, the earth, and our community around us. Our guest is Alicia Chavez from the Center for Socially Sustainable Systems. And I'm going to go over to Thorfinn. And Thorfinn, where is your querencia?
I would say that my querencia is, well, like Albuquerque. Like on a long road trip, I always feel like I'm home once I'm actually see Albuquerque.
I love that. And I would love to hear more about everyone's querencia. I have a little activity for us to do. It's called an I am or soy, yo soy poem. And there's three components to it. So you're going to say soy and then your name, soy, the place you were born, or I am and the place you were born, and soy, I am, and your favorite food. So I'll go first. You could use your papers to write it down if you need to. Soy Alicia, soy burke, soy chile. And I would love to hear yours.
Soy Thorfinn, soy ABQ, soy sushi.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Soy Lily Mae, soy Albuquerque, soy potatoes.
Mmm, yes.
Soy Amadeus, soy Albuquerque, soy Vegemite.
Vegemite?
It's not too bad, right? I like it.
If you like it, that's what matters.
That is such a fun activity, Alicia. I love thinking about ourselves and our place of home in all of these different ways. And one of the things that Lorraine's poem did for me is it really did get me thinking about the five senses and the way that home smells or the way a home sounds.
Yeah, I would love for everyone else to share the assets of their home. We could create a oral asset map. And I would love to do it through the senses. So who knows what an asset is?
Like the way something is, like generally positive?
Yes, a positive piece, element, scent, smell, taste, something visual. Today, I would love to talk about assets of Albuquerque since we're all here, we're all in this place. What are some assets of Albuquerque?
The Sandia Mountains.
The volcanoes and the mesa.
For those who don't live here, on one side of Albuquerque, on the east side, are these beautiful Sandia Mountains. And on the west side are volcanoes.
The dry, warm air.
We love that about being here. What about the smell of green chili roasting?
That's what I was going to say.
In New Mexico, it's special because so many parts of the United States, people who were indigenous people were forced to be very, very far from their homelands, their querencias. But here in New Mexico, because of a lot of history, which you can learn about in A Brief History of the American Southwest for Kids, a series we produced, the people who have been living here, we now know have been living here for over 20,000 years.
Yes. It's so important to know the original peoples of the land that we're on so that we can thoroughly understand, respect, and build that relationship with. And that's the heart of querencia.
I love that. We're almost out of time, and we're with Alicia Chavez. She's the president of the Center for Social Sustainable Systems, and they have produced a curriculum called Ciclos de la Tierra. It's to understand the world around us. And they're working to preserve the traditions of our acequia culture, which is our irrigation system, and the traditions of farming in this region. And we'll post that link at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, A Place We Call Home, Carencia. Anything else that you want to leave us with? Any thoughts or something we should go try to do on our own to learn a little bit even more about the place that we call home?
Yes, I encourage everyone to learn the history of the place that you're on, learn the history of yourself, your own people that you come from, and celebrate that.
Alicia Chavez with the Center for Social Sustainable Systems, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour and explaining this beautiful concept that we all experience, but now have a word for, querencia.
Thank you for having me.
Bye. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Children's Hour. We're going to go out with one more. This is Nemo. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
From the day that we were born and mom hugged us with warmth and we grew because we knew we had all your support. From the fams to the friends, your love was medicine. Keep giving us the strength to rise when we would sin. And the knowledge that we gained through every single mistake. But you never backed down through this. You taught me faith. Every single one of you through being you. You do find a way to spread love through truth through me and you. And it's because of you I grew. Because of you I flew. Because of you I made it through without residue. Because of you we all have a home to come to. You're a blessing to us all, so keep just being you.
To my people, yeah, you're my soul, you're my roots, you're my family, my life, and my crew. To my people, yeah, yeah, everybody, every being, every life, every moment, everything. To my people, yeah.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Many thanks to Alicia Chavez from the Center for Socially Sustainable Systems for being with us on the show today. We also want to thank the Rebel Girls podcast, and we had production help from Christina Stella, Sarah Gabrielli, and Eli Henley, and our engineer, Chad Shear.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.